Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. The left-wing Syriza party of Alexis Tsipras has been returned to power in Greece after winning the country's second general election this year. Mr. Tsipras hailed the result in front of jubilant supporters in the capital, Athens.
We fought a hard and difficult battle, and today I feel vindicated because the Greek people gave a clear mandate to carry on fighting inside and outside our country to uphold the pride of our people.
Syriza won't have enough seats in parliament to govern alone, and Mr. Tsipras has already confirmed that he'll form another coalition with the right-wing independent Greeks, his partners in the last government. A Syriza spokeswoman has said that the government will implement the bailout agreement reached with international creditors, but will hold tough negotiations over the country's massive debt. Pope Francis has met the former Cuban leader Fidel Castro at his home in Havana. A Vatican spokesman said the two men had discussed world affairs and religion. Earlier, the Pope celebrated Mass in front of hundreds of thousands of people in Havana's Revolution Square. Caroline Wyatt is travelling with the Pope.
On Sunday, the Pope met Fidel Castro at his home in Havana. A single photo released by the Cuban authorities showed the 89-year-old father of the revolution looking frail. Afterwards, the Pope won cheers from the crowds as he urged the young in Cuba to dream, perhaps his most subversive statement here yet. Catholics on the island remember all too well the high price that some paid here for their faith, sometimes even imprisonment. But today, the image of the Pope is everywhere as he brings with him a message of hope and of change.
A Republican candidate for the U.S. presidency has said Islam is incompatible with the American Constitution. Ben Carson, a retired neurosurgeon, said he would never agree to a Muslim becoming U.S. president.
I would not advocate that we put a Muslim in charge of this nation. I absolutely would not agree with that.
Responding to the comments, James Zogby, the president of the Arab American Institute, told the BBC Mr. Carson's views were downright stupid.
Carson simply is making a bigoted comment, and one would expect him to know better as a neurosurgeon who is running for president, but apparently he doesn't. He's playing to the base of the Republican Party.
The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency has visited the controversial Parchin military site in Iran. Yokia Amano arrived in Tehran on Sunday on what Western diplomats say is a key visit if an agreement on the Iranian nuclear program is to come into effect. International inspectors have only had limited access to the complex where Western nations believe Iran may have tried to develop nuclear arms. Iran insists its nuclear program is for peaceful purposes. BBC News. The flow of migrants and refugees through the Balkans to Western Europe has continued throughout the weekend. Austria says it's expecting 20,000 arrivals, most of them through Hungary and Croatia, but some also from Slovenia. The EU leaders remain divided over who should bear the burden, as Johnny Diamond now reports.
The journey of many migrants to Europe is still hard and dangerous, but some of the chaos of last week appears to have dissipated, as southeastern Europe allows migrants to move rapidly to the north and west, to Germany and Sweden, the favoured destinations of many. Late on Sunday, Poland's Prime Minister announced that the country would accept only a symbolic number of migrants. That kind of talk riles Germany, the richest and biggest European nation, which has accepted many, but clearly feels that some burden-sharing is appropriate.
Reports from northeastern Nigeria say there have been three explosions in the town of Maiduguri. An eyewitness said the attacks happened near a mosque. Unconfirmed reports say at least eight people have been killed and many others injured. West African mediators seeking to reverse a military coup in Burkina Faso have put forward proposals to end the crisis, but they have not yet secured an immediate return to civilian rule. The plans include an amnesty for those behind the coup and the restoration of transitional authorities, with elections to be held in November. The American computer giant Apple says it's taking steps to remove a malicious software program that's been found in a number of popular applications used by owners of iPhones and iPads in China. It's thought to be the first large-scale attack on the company's app store. Apple said hackers had embedded a malicious code into the apps by persuading developers to use an infected counterfeit version of the firm's own software. BBC World News.